Hello friends, I am Soumendra Naik and I welcome you again to this next session on rural dynamics, that is about infrastructure and other challenges what we face in the rural India. When we talk about the key infrastructure sectors, namely the roads, drinking water and sanitation facilities, the housing, irrigation, electrification and information and communication technology, these are the major top six priorities which are and should be accessible in all rural areas. So in this chapter we will cover very important aspect of among this infrastructure, that is the roads and transportation. So as it is very well said, India lives in its villages. So having proper access and accessible roads into the hinterland of rural India is very important, not just for the urban people but even the rural people who can produce and market their produce at convenient places outside their rural areas. So India has possibly the largest rural road network in the world at over more than 3 million kilometers. When we talk about the rural network, let me just tell you my friends that India ranks second after US among the overall total motorable road network. So it has more than 5.9 lakh kilometers of motorable roads in India. The rural roads include village roads and other district roads. All weather road access to rural markets and rural areas is very critical since they provide access to markets, employment opportunities, schools as well as healthcare facilities. They help reduce goods and transportation cost. Also save a lot of time in commuting all their agricultural produce and other activities what they have been doing in the rural areas and bringing them back at our convenience in the urban areas. When we talk about the average goods transportation cost in rupees per quintal or of per kilometer, the cost at all weather roads in good condition is merely just 20 paise. But it increases till 70 paise when we have fair weather roads. But it drastically goes beyond the budget and goes till 2.1 rupee when we talk about the badly maintained roads. The cost part as well as the time consumed also goes up drastically high. Let us talk about few schemes what the government has brought out to help to reach out to these masses by construction of roads. So one among them is the most important and the prime is known as the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. This was launched in the year 2000, that's a millennium year, and it is a nationwide plan in India to provide good all-weather road connectivity to all unconnected villages. Its objective was to provide single all-weather road connectivity to eligible unconnected habitations of designated population size, which is more than 500 in the plain areas and at least 250 people in the hilly terrains like northeast and even in the tribal or desert areas of Rajasthan. For overall socio-economic development, this was very important step taken by Government of India. This Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, it aims at providing roads to all villages in the following sequences and stages. In the first stage, it provides a connection to any village which is having a population of more than 1,000 people, and then it goes down till the villages where there is a population of more than 500 people. At the third stage, it goes down to a hilly terrain or a tribal area or a desert area where the population is over 500 people. And at the fourth and final stage, it reaches out to those habitations where the population in the terrain, hilly or desert areas is over 250 people per village. The speed and the quality of road construction has been growing tremendously in India. If we talk about the year 2004, till the year 2014, the speed at which the roads were made were only about 98.5 kilometers per day. From the year 2014 onwards, it rose to 130 km per day by the financial year 2016-17. Progress was made in the construction of all-weather roads under this Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. from the 2015-16 till the year 2017-18. If we talk about the yearly budgets and the target achieved, we see that in the year 2015-16, the target for total kilometers of road to be constructed was 33,649 kilometers, out of which we have completed over and above, and we went till 35,150 kilometer. That is almost taking our score to 104.5% of achievement. Coming to the next consecutive year, in the year 2016-17, we had a target to complete 48,812 kilometers, out of which we completed 47,447 kilometers. That is taking an achievement of 97.2%. Coming to the next consecutive year of 2017-18 financial year, we had a still a higher target of achieving 51,000 kilometers. And although we achieved much more compared to the previous years of 2015 and 2016, but this year we completed about 48,720 kilometers. This was about 95.5% of our achievement. So now, friends, if we talk about some detailed information with facts and figures relating to this construction of roads under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, from the year 2014 till the year 2019, we have very interesting facts. The eligible amount of network was about 1,78,184. Connected under Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, as on 31st March 2014, was about 98,164. Percentage of habitation connected by the year March 2014 was about 55%. Eligible amount of network was about 1,78,184. Now, connected under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, by January 2019, we have achieved 1,45,352. State connected habitations as on 31 January 2019 is about 16,065. Total connectivity as on January 2019, we had 1,61,417. So percentage of connectivity as on 31st January 2019 was about 90.5%. So this shows the drastic amount of increase that we have achieved, and this was not just an incremental increase, this was more of a transformational increase that we have achieved right from 55% till 90%. If we talk about as on April 2019, we had in India the road network measuring about 6 lakh kilometers, or to be very specific, about 5,99,090 kilometers in total. And we have constructed this under various schemes, including the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 1, Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 2, and the road connectivity project for left-wing extremism area, that is also known as RCPLWEA. So under these three schemes altogether, so we are about 6 lakh kilometers of road network in India. If we talk about the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana Phase 3, in a major boost to rural road connectivity across the country under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 3 scheme, the government has proposed to consolidate roads measuring 1.25 lakh kilometer in length in the states. It involves consolidation of thorough routes and to major rural links connecting habitations to Gramin agricultural markets, higher secondary schools and hospitals. Now friends, we have to think from an angle, what is the next future? If we talk about the road ahead, for the road that we have in India, the way forward is like ensuring relayering of early rural roads. We have to ensure the periodic maintenance of rural roads based on the vehicle profiling, because every now and then we see a lot of industry gaining their access to the rural hinterland. With this, the kind of commodity that they carry in and out of the rural hinterland is becoming very different every day. And with this, there is transformation of transport, there is a lot of vehicles that are coming in, and so we have to think from that future perspective while constructing the roads. We also have to think about removing the bottlenecks on higher level of roads that serve the rural roads. Providing a two-sided connectivity to habitations is very essential, because it is not just something that is being drained out of the rural areas, but also a lot of things which enter into the rural areas, because now the industry are growing, mainly vouching upon the rural areas, which provide a major market share for them. We also have to think about, with the motorcycle becoming an important element in the rural household, and almost every household having at least one motorbike, we have to see that how we have to increase those roads which can facilitate the movement of motorcycle in a free and easy manner. That should be focused on developing even just motorcycle friendly paths at the household level. That should also be focused on innovative designs of the motorcycle to carry goods, because we see a lot of time people, mainly the FMCG and other marketeers who enter into rural area for their distribution network, they expand their distribution based on those roads which are not so easily motorable. So they mainly have to depend upon the motorcycles. That's why the design to carry more number of goods easily in those rural roads is becoming very much essential. We also have to think about the stretchers as an access to ambulance services, where ambulance can easily enter and go out of the rural area, so that they can provide facility that is available in the urban areas to the rural masses in times of emergencies. We also have to think about more than two seats as a taxi service. We have to think about the support services like maintenance and the fueling part as well. So after talking about the importance of rural roads, we have to also look into the major constraints which lie ahead in the construction of rural roads and developing not just the construction, even the maintenance of those rural roads for giving access to the rural people. When we talk about the major constraints with developing and maintaining the rural roads, there are areas where they are needed are often difficult to access. Here, the logistics becomes very complicated. Local contracting capability is very limited, because we don't find many local contractors who take up the activities to construct as well as to maintain these roads for a lifetime. We have engineers who are very few and far between, and younger engineers especially, who are not willing to shift into the rural hinterlands for the development of these roads. So the solution lies here, friend, to attract these younger talents and brighter minds into the rural areas, who can not only perform and deliver, but they also stays for a long time delivering the required necessities into these rural masses. So what we have to do is, we have to project as a marketing concept to them our unique selling proposition, where we have to tell them that they not only are very satisfied on the job that they deliver after working in those rural areas, but even they are empowered to take their own decisions as and when needed. At the same time, they also have very low cost of living compared to the other urban cities in tier 1 and tier 2 cities of India, where they have to incur a lot of expenses while staying. As a result of limited capability and the attraction of low upfront capital cost, which make the future maintenance cost very high, and this is in some developing countries where actually over 90% of the roads are unpaved. The road network is mostly graveled, and our problem is not just in the logistic of building good roads, but maintaining them for a long time. About the issues with surrounding the low initial cost provision of gravel roads, we have short road life expectations due to erosion and wear and tear, lack of drainage facilities and water course crossings. We have damage to health and detriment to farming productivity from the dust that comes out of these roads. Also damage to road users and equipment from rough roads. There is an increased expectation amongst the rural poor that governments should provide and maintain roads in a condition that facilitate all weather access and regular transport services. For road maintenance, financial resources remain insufficient to pay for the ever-increasing maintenance as road networks expand. Rural communities are demanding roads that provide year-round unimpeded access and better opportunities for improved mobility, because they always know that with improved road conditions, they not only have a faster access, even at a low cost commuting access they will have to their neighboring cities, where they can achieve more from this. This presents a major challenge for practitioners in the road sector. Now, if we talk about the rural transportation, the rural transport problem refers to difficulties experienced in providing transport links to rural communities. Low rural population density makes public transport unviable and difficult to operate. Though people in rural areas usually have a greater need for transport than urban dwellers, as they are faced with challenges where they have to go out for longer distances for any kind of access, either to the market to purchase something or to the market to sell out something. The rural transportation also has a challenge where high level of car ownership can diminish the problem. But certain rural groups, particularly the young, the old or the poor, always require public transport. Transport plays a key role in responding to the problem of rural social exclusion. The often large distances between services and population centers in rural areas mean it is difficult for people without access to private transport. Around the world, collaborative structures such as partnerships, like public-private partnerships and various collaborations from the government side with the private players, are often used to govern rural transport and accessible issues. Partnerships in transport are useful because here the local transport and accessibility issues are very complex, unlike what we have in the urban areas. Here the local population densities and resource constraints in the rural areas make the innovation and flexibility in local transport a necessity. All rural areas are different and strategies need to be very tailor-made, so that it has to be very specific pertaining to any particular locality wherever the problem is very different, and hence the opportunity also lies with it is very different. So friends, towards the conclusion of this chapter, I would like to take your attention to all the points that we discussed during this chapter. So when we talk about India being the second largest country in terms of motorable road network, almost like 6 million kilometers of road network in the country, out of which 70% lies in the rural areas. And this has gained much momentum with the launch of our flagship program by the government of India, the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. We also talked about the various challenges that we faced and what all challenges we have overcome till now. And we talked about the progress of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana from the year 2014 onwards, which is progressing at a much rapid pace, and we are almost close to achieving all our targets. We also talked about the various concerns or constraints that come up while constructing the roads in the rural hinterland. Here we also talked about few of the issues that crop up due to the damaged or bad roads, which not only affect the commuters but also affect the people who are doing their activities around these roads on the highways. We, as a bigger country, where actually we depend a lot on the rural areas, it is always very much essential to draw in and out all the produce as well as marketable commodities from and into the rural areas. And with this, lot of industrialists, they are gaining their access into the rural areas. Hence, the road is becoming much more and more important every day. So with this, I would like to conclude this entire chapter. Thank you very much.